This will be Carrie Hughey.
Hi, and thank you for coming. My name is Kari Hughey, and today I'll be talking about a study looking at the effects of plant pubescence on the spinning performance in upland extra-long staple cotton. So generally, smooth-leaf cultivars are preferred because leaf pubescence increases the amount of leaf trash in gin cotton, ultimately lowering the lint grade. Yet the effects of leaf pubescence on other fiber and yarn qualities is not well described in the Texas A&M ELS or extra-long staple upland germplasm. So the objective of this study was to compare the spinning performance and yarn quality produced from the ELS upland germplasm as affected by plant pubescence. So there are four entries included in this study. Two ELS lines, TAM B18233, a hairy-leaved line, TAM A10615, a smooth-leaved line, and then two cultivars, Delta Pine HTO Pima, a semi-smooth or sparse-haired cultivar, and Fibermax 832LL, a smooth-leaved cultivar. The four entries were planted in a randomized complete block design with four replications, and the trial was planted in three different environments, 2009 and 10 in Weslaco, Texas, and 2010 in College Station. The plots were machine harvested and ginned on tabletop lab gins without lint cleaners, and yield was quantified in 2009 and 10 in Weslaco, as well as fiber properties measured by the high volume instrument, or HVI, and the Advanced Fiber Information System, or APHIS. And then yarn performance was also measured utilizing a mini spinning protocol developed by Dr. Hakay at Texas Tech University, where they ring spun a 40 count carded yarn with a weaving twist. And then only yield was quantified in 2010 in College Station. So first, I would like to discuss the agronomic performance of the four entries. And there was no year or no environment by genotype interaction for lint percent. So lint percent was averaged across the three environments. And I would just like to point out that the hairy A&M line or ELS line, TAM B182, had a significantly greater lint percent than TAM A106. And that the two ELS lines had similar lint yields in both years in Weslaco, Texas. There were no significant differences in lint yield among the four entries in College Station in 2010. So next, I would like to discuss the fiber properties measured by HVI, which are upper half mean length, bundle strength, micronair, uniformity index, and elongation. And on this slide, I would just like to point out that their genotypes responded differently among years for bundle strength, micronair, and elongation. And so here are the means of the HVI fiber properties. And as you can see, the two ELS lines had the same upper half mean length, and which was significantly greater than either FM832 and HTO Pima. The two ELS lines also had similar measurements for micronair, uniformity index, and bundle strength. The only difference in HVI fiber properties between the smooth and hairy ELS lines was fiber elongation at break, in which the TAM A106 line had a greater fiber elongation. And then next, I would like to talk about the fiber properties measured by APHIS, which include upper quartile length by weight, which is equivalent or, I guess, in reference to upper half mean length by HVI, and then mean length by weight, short fiber content by number, immature fiber content, and maturity ratio. And on this slide, I would just like to point out that there was a significant year by genotype effect for upper quartile length by weight, immature fiber content and maturity ratio. So those means were separated by year. And this is a continuation of the APHIS fiber properties, which include standard fineness, trash content, and fiber NEPS. And there was a significant year by genotype effect for standard fineness and fiber NEPS. And so these are the means for the APHIS fiber properties. And the upper quartile length by weight and length by weight was similar for both of the smooth and hairy ELS lines. TAM A106 had a greater immature fiber content than TAM B182 and also a lower maturity ratio than TAM B182. And then continuing those APHIS fiber properties, TAM B182 had finer fibers than the smooth line, and each of the ELS lines had a similar NEP count and similar trash content. So in summary of the HVI and APHIS measurements, the hairy and smooth ELS lines did have similar fiber properties, with the exception of TAM A106, the smooth line, having significantly greater fiber elongation and immature fiber content, as well as a lower maturity ratio than TAM B182. So next, I would like to move to the results of the mini spin and look at the yarn properties. For each yarn property, there was a significant year by genotype effect, so the means were analyzed within each year. And on this slide, we can see that TAM A16, like the fiber, there was a greater yarn elongation than TAM B182, and in 2009, the yarn had a greater work break. And TAM B182 had a greater yarn tenacity than TAM A106. And then these yarn properties describe the yarn imperfections, which are specifically the coefficient of variation in yarn mass, the number of thin and thick places in the yarn, the number of yarn NEPs, and the yarn hairiness, or which describes fiber protrusions from the yarn. And on this slide, you can see that TAM A106, the smooth line, had greater variation in yarn mass and a greater number of thin places in the yarn than TAM B182. The two ELS lines had similar number of thick places, NEPs, and hairiness in 2009, but in 2010, the hairy line, TAM B182, actually had fewer thick places, NEPs, and hairiness. So in summary of the mini spinning trial, there was significant genotype by environment interactions for all yarn properties. And the yarn properties did differ between the hairy and smooth ELS lines, specifically that TAM A106 had a greater yarn elongation and work to break, as well as more yarn imperfections. And TAM B182 had a greater yarn tenacity. And then finally, from the data, we can infer that the differences in fiber and yarn properties between these two ELS lines are not likely attributable to plant pubescence. Specifically considering that the smooth ELS line had more yarn imperfections than the hairy ELS line, which is likely because if you can remember back, the TAM A106 line had a greater amount of immature fiber content, which is known to affect yarn evenness and increase the amount of yarn imperfections. And then finally, these ELS lines can contribute to the improved yarn quality in upland cotton, specifically elongation, tenacity, and work to break. And with that, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated and their fellowship program, the Texas State Support Committee, Texas A&M AgriLife Research, and everyone at the Cotton Improvement Lab at Texas A&M. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Corey, I have one. Were the lines genetically the same besides the hair gene?
I don't know their pedigrees, but this is a question regarding the genetic similarity between the two ELS lines. I know that they carry the same ELS trait in their background, so they're bound to be somewhat genetically similar, but I don't know the degree.
They have one parent in common.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.